Proclamation number 4912 of 7th of June, 1950. Faithful servants. Devils of the end time. You shall bear witness to me and my working in and on you. And therefore you should also know about things which only I can explain to you. Your knowledge should surpass earthly knowledge so that your fellow human beings can recognize me if they want to. However, the knowledge which is now conveyed to you by me can neither be proven nor substantiated by human intellect, and yet I inform you of many things so that you will recognize me in my wisdom, love and omnipotence and bear witness to me. Hence it can only be believed. And in order for you to learn to believe it, you humans first have to live a life of love. Then you will be so intimately united with me that nothing will be impossible for you anymore, because you will feel me myself and no longer be mere earth dwellers but spirit people who can gain insight into the spiritual kingdom. I know what is beneficial for every person and accordingly guide him into knowledge. Just as the individual person's task is decisive as to what knowledge he needs. However, you can enrich yourselves with knowledge if you ask me for it, yet spiritual motives should always prompt you to make a request, the knowledge of which is important for your own development as well as for your mission. Therefore, what is unclear to you, request information about it and you will not make a wrong request. Your mission is to instruct your fellow human beings, and every instruction must testify to me, i.e., let me be recognized as a God of love, omnipotence and wisdom. Understandably, this also includes the correction of false teachings and everything that portrays me as a distorted image, i.e., that lacks love, wisdom or omnipotence. Therefore you should confidently request clarification if you yourselves are in doubt or no longer believe you understand me. And I will gladly instruct you as is comprehensible to you. To be a servant for the Lord, thus a servant on earth commissioned by me, requires certain prerequisites. Tests of will and faith have to be passed by which he proves his suitability. Furthermore, being a servant for me requires his introduction into my eternal plan of salvation, thus an enlightened spirit which can hear me at all times. It also requires a complete submission to my will. He is not allowed to will himself, but as a servant only to carry out the will of the Lord. Spiritually, therefore, he is my representative on earth who, by subordinating his will, has already completely entered into my will, thus he carries my will within himself to a certain extent. He must detest evil for the sake of evil, strive for good for the sake of good and desire truth because otherwise he will not desire me. Thus it is impossible for him to live on earth contrary to my will and yet be my servant. Pay attention to this, so that you can recognize by their fruits where they come from. Thus no truth can come out of such a person's mouth either, because his thinking is blinded, thus my will is not respected. Then every judgment he makes, be it in a good or bad sense, is also wrong. Then he can never ever be my servant. The will alone is not enough for this if it is not put into action, and my grace alone is also not enough if the human being does not let it take effect through his will. 8th of the 6th, 1950. Thus a faithful servant receives my instructions and also carries them out. But an unfaithful servant, once he is refused his service to me, will never receive instructions from me again. Thus he has left my service. and immediately he will be seized by the opposing power, which will serve him in a similar way but with the aim of eternal alienation from me. My adversary has great power but never over a person who seriously strives towards me. But my adversary can also disguise himself and let the person believe that he receives words from me, yet only if he exalts himself. For as soon as he is deeply humble, he himself recognizes his faults and seeks to rectify them. Thus spiritual arrogance is a basic evil to which man inevitably falls victim. The spiritually arrogant person is unable to distinguish my working from my adversary's working because he himself has already fallen prey to the adversary, who now blinds him in every way. Spiritual arrogance irrevocably separates the human being from me, for the human being who is spiritually arrogant establishes a peculiar relationship with me, that of the superior being, which loses all reverence towards the Creator and is also without love for him. And this relationship takes effect in challenging language, in arrogant speeches, in hateful accusations and apparent nobility. 9th of the 6th, 1950, in a way of life which does not correspond to my will, and in continued tyranny towards his fellow human beings, which he tries to determine where free will alone should decide. These are all signs of a God-opposing relationship which every person can recognize who strives towards me himself and also remains humble towards me. Forces are active in this world which try to assert themselves in order to mislead people, and therefore do it in a different way than usual, which seemingly accept me and subsequently believe they can overthrow me, which therefore make use of the light at times, yet unlawfully, yet always with my permission. I want to prove to the adversary that he will not reach his aim even by using all means, because he acts against me. And therefore my adversary obviously works in people of the lost days, and anyone who surrenders to him will be able to dispose of all powers, of extraordinary talent, of unusual knowledge and also of unusual strength, insofar as that he suggests many of his fellow human beings and they follow him in blindness. Those people are emissaries from hell who, just like my messengers of light, appear in a negative sense in order to seduce people. At first they are considered to be of good faith, but they are not, because the prideful devil prevails in them and they don't want to acknowledge anyone above them, which is the surest sign of their origin from below. Yet anyone who allows himself to be blinded by them does not walk the path of love, which ensures his recognition of truth, and is therefore easily in danger of falling prey to the adversary's whisperings himself, even though he can only use his power to a limited extent where the human beings will ease turn towards me. Spiritual arrogance is always a danger, for then the human being loses the certain feeling for truth and error, because he then lacks my grace, which is only a sharer of the humble. You must not exalt yourselves if you don't want to fall. You must come to the Father as humble as a little child, so that he will shower you with his grace. And therefore my servants on earth must be my servants in the true sense of the word, and want to serve me in deepest humility. Then they will always recognize clearly and brightly which spirit's children the people are who surround them and who live their lives in the world. For everything is admitted to their scrutiny, and he who in himself is light, truth and love will be able to give you a correct answer about everything. Amen.